Some in migrant caravan carry fake COVID-19 test results, say Guatemalan officials. By Bob Price on January 19, 2021. Guatemalan officials report that some of the migrants in this weekend's caravan carried fake COVID-19 test results. Others actually tested positive for the potentially deadly virus. Guatemalan Foreign Affairs Secretary Pedro Brolo Vila told reporters that some of the thousands of migrants who violently crossed their border from Honduras over the weekend are carrying fake COVID-19 test results indicating negative findings, according to Fox News. Brolo's comments came after Guatemalan security forces dealt with thousands of violent, mostly Honduran, migrants forcing their way into the country and ultimately, the United States. Officials report the violent migrant caravan threw rocks at security forces. Others pushed their way through the human barricade of security forces, Breitbart Texas reported. Guatemalan health officials said 21 of the migrants tested positive for coronavirus, the Fox News article continued. These 12 men and 9 women are being held in quarantine before being returned to Honduras. Brolo criticized the government of Honduras for not honoring their agreements on immigration and caravan migrants. He charged that Honduran security forces actually accompanied the caravan toward our borders where regrettably we saw how they entered violent, violating Guatemala's territorial sovereignty. Officials estimate as many as 9,000 may have forced their way into Guatemala. That country's security forces blocked mountain-locked roadways to keep the caravan from proceeding north to the Mexican border. Mexican officials praised the work of Guatemalan security forces, NPR reported. The Mexican Secretary for Foreign Affairs called upon Honduras to do more to stop the irregular flow of citizens through the region. The statement from Mexico reads, "The government of Mexico recognizes the outstanding work of the government of Guatemala, which has acted in a firm and responsible manner in the comprehensive care of contingents of migrants who violated their sovereignty, enforcing compliance with the immigration law and its health protocols to guarantee income, orderly and regular, safeguarding the integrity and life of migrants and their population. Likewise, it makes a respectful exhortation to the Honduran authorities to attend, in a timely manner, this irregular flow of migrants, in such a way as to prevent further displacements." Migrant Policy Institute analyst Ariel Ruiz Soto told Fox News he doesn't believe many of these migrants will successfully make their way to the U.S. southern border. "I suspect that if this caravan actually made it to the Guatemalan/Mexico border that there would be even the heavier presence of Mexican National Guard to try to detain the migrants," he explained. "We saw this again in October. That caravan really stopped in Guatemala at that time. So I don't foresee them getting to the U.S.-Mexico border in large numbers." An unidentified senior Biden transition team member told NBC News that the migrants should not come to the U.S. at this time. "There's help on the way, but now is not the time to make the journey," the official said. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceBTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.